This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
We are so lucky to have our next guest on the phone. He is the former SBS 2020 Eurovision co-host, as well as the former 2020 International Comedy Festival stand-up. It's Australia's favourite unemployed crown prince of comedy. It's Joel Creasy. Welcome to Joy.
Yes, welcome. Thank you so much. It's a new world. I think you're doing a great job with all the buttons and all the intros. I look at those boards every time I come in for interviews at radio stations and I go, I have no idea what's going on.
Well, look, we are trying. But look, Joel, in all seriousness, here I've just called you the unemployed, you know, Australia's favourite unemployed. You know, I went through all your jobs you've lost. I mean, but look, let's be serious. How are you guys holding up at the moment? Is it a scary time? How are you going?
Yeah, look, it's just a very bizarre time. And look, I'm doing fine. I've got a whole bunch of other jobs in the pipeline. Obviously, I'm not on tour right now, which I would have been for the next 6 months. But I'm doing all right, and I do feel sorry for the, you know, the independent artists who had shows at the comedy festival who really make up a much higher percentage of the festival than those few of us you see on TV, and they're the ones that have been rehearsing for months with no pay to now, you know, be facing down the barrel of no income from shows for a few months. So it really is just a really crappy time. But at the same time, everybody's in the same boat. So, we're all in this together, as they say in a High School Musical.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, we saw that the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is doing a daily video this year for performing. Are we happy with the Comedy Festival? I've seen some stuff saying that maybe we shouldn't be happy about different fees maybe charged still, or we don't talk about that, or should we just go onto YouTube and see the pieces that they're putting on?
Oh God! Well, all my dealings with the Comedy Festival are via my promoter, and I have nothing but absolute adoration for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. They gave me my first TV spot on TV on the gala when I was 20-something, which really launched my career. And as for a stand-up comedian, that just such a big deal in our industry, and I remember crying when I got that phone call. So, I feel really sorry for all the staff. You know, just, they have to man all the venues, ushers, ticketing staff, logistical staff, in technical staff. So I just feel so sorry for them and what they're going through.
That is so true. Joel, so where are you at the moment? We've got you on the phone. Are you coming out of your closet as well, like the rest of Joy? We're trying to...
I am in bed, baby. I am in bed in my 40s.
With your very handsome model boyfriend, I'm hoping?
Yeah, no, I've gone down to the spare bedroom. He would kill me if I was talking at this at this level beside him in bed.
Well, anyone who's silly enough not to follow Joel on social medias, you won't know that on Monday you guys celebrated a very special moment. You had an anniversary.
Yes, it was our 3-year anniversary, which in, you know, lesbian world is 47 years. So we're very, very excited. And we decided to get really dressed up and eat matters in our lounge room by candlelight. It was very...
Oh, so this sounds romantic.
Yeah, look, honestly, it was actually my dream date, to be honest. And then we fought over the music selection at the end and then went to bed with McFlurries. It was heaven.
Oh, that sounds like a dream. Sounds like a dream, yeah.
Is that some sort of innuendo, McFlurries? No? Okay.
Yeah. McFlurry. No, it doesn't work, does it? Not remotely sexy.
So, look, Joel, I read that you opened for legend Joan Rivers in New York in 2013. I know we would love to hear all about you meeting Joan. So what went on there, and is that something that you still think, I don't know, go. Sorry.
Well, it was just, you know, it was just, thanks for the question. It's just my absolute hero. She's the reason I can stand up. I grew up watching her and really, like, relating to her, which is bizarre for a 13-year-old gay kid from Perth. But, yeah, so I got the chance to open for her for many years. And the last time I opened for her was in New York the night before she went into the coma that she eventually passed away from. And she was truly the most down-to-earth, classy, kind human I've ever worked with in the industry. And just the leg up she gave me and the advice she gave me was so invaluable. And I just absolutely adore her. And I'm actually looking at her from where I'm lying. I'm looking at a framed photo of her I have on my wall. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, Joni.
Me too.
Yeah, and such an advocate for the LGBTQI community.
Like, a long time before anybody else jumped on board, she was out there, you know, bashing her drum.
Before it was cool. Yeah.
But Joel, you just said she gave you some advice. Are you happy to share that out there with any, you know, up and coming listeners? We might have some little 13-year-old boys or girls themselves listening, wanting to get into comedy. Yeah,
absolutely. And but the advice sounds so fun. I actually apply it to my everyday life, and it helps me get through tough situations. I remember one night after a show, I don't know why it came up, but she would be drinking her post show rider of a glass of house red and a prawn cocktail. So I think it's so classy because she could have demanded whatever she wanted, but it was just house red and a prawn cocktail. And she was dipping dipping her prawn into her Thousand Island dressing and her saying to me, just be funny. Just be funny. Just be funny, everything will be all right. So basic. But when I'm having those really down, dark, you know, spiraling days, I think of her dipping that prawn, saying, just be funny. And it really does help.
Well, mate, you are hilarious, so you've taken on her advice. Now, I just want to totally change the subject here, because, Joel, I found out that your father, Terry, was the solo man, the iconic solo man in 1985, for the advert. I would just like to say, as this young 17-year-old at the time, please say thank you to your dad very much.
You were the hot to my dad.
Oh, he was a hottie. Yeah.
Well, my dad was the one that ran up in the solo man commercial. He was one that ran up the hill, chased by a blue heeler, as in the dog, not Lisa McHugh.
Right, Lisa McHugh.
At the top of the hill, he cracks the solo and it dribbles down his chin. Very homoerotic.
Yep.
No surprises that I am the son of the solo man.
Well, I can tell you this 17-year-old boy sitting at home, that's how I knew I was gay. Let me tell you, the solo man bought me out. Yeah.
I will be telling him that later when I call him to make sure he's at home. And he will be absolutely thrilled by that.
Excellent.
Yes, make sure he's not running up any hills right now. Keep him home. I'm so excited that Joan Rivers and I share that. That's my isolation food, is red wine and prawn cocktails. Now, I really, really loved you on Australia's... You're in the first season of Celebrity, but you formed a big bromance with Big Barry Hall. Do you still catch up?
Yes, we did form a bromance. We really catch up. We have the odd test, and he's now my wife, and Lauren Brad from High Five was also on I'm a Celebrity with me. That's where they met. And then, also, they came to my show one night, my stand-up show one night in Brisbane, and then Lauren announced her pregnancy not long after that. So I still believe to this day, they've denied it, but I believe to this day that I was the aphrodisiac and the reason for Barry Hall's baby.
Well, that's
you were there, McFlurry.
Yes, I was there, I'm McFlurry.
Well, I can tell you, it's very exciting. It was you're enough to be anyone's aphrodisiac there, Joel. But look, let's just finish up.
Thank
you. Joel, what can we do to help support comedians and artists are going on at the moment? Is there anything that we can do to make sure these guys stay in the industry and you know, been able to afford to pay the rent?
Yes, absolutely. Look, there's comics you've got special on Netflix and all that. You can go and find that. But your independent artists, a lot of them have podcasts that you can subscribe to for a really tiny amount a month. A lot of them sell merch. A lot of them sell DVDs. A lot of them are on those websites like Patreon. Anything you can do to help out, if it's within your means, they will be so grateful. And we do have the best comics in the world in Australia, so they will give you a much-needed laugh. LGBTQI comic Kirsty Weebert has a Patreon account up. I'm subscribing. It's really funny. So anything you can do to help.
Well, Joel, thank you so much for your time today. I knew we were getting you in because you're going to talk about your comedy festival show that started last night, but thank you for still giving us the time. We love hearing your voice. You make us laugh, and you're one attractive man, mate. You're doing well out there.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.